I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What comes to mind when you hear the phrase, let's pray for Muslims? If it's apprehension, you're not alone. I'll have more on that in a moment. And if you're passionate about education, stick around because I've got a story just for you in a couple of minutes. We'll start today, though, with a look at a hotly debated topic. Google the phrase anti-Muslim on a news website, and you get a page full of political stories from around the world, along with a smattering of terms like Islamophobia and hate speech. The rise of terror acts committed by extreme Islamists is hard to deny. It's created fear. And asking people to pray for Muslims often garners a range of strong responses. However, Chris Ruge, Procast director and overseer of the project Love Muslims, reminds us that God is in the business of transformation.
So there are people today who may wish us ill, but they may be the people who God most wants to use to expand his kingdom. And we know that he wants all people to come to a knowledge of him.
People just needed some guidance about how to pray, but some remain reluctant. The reality?
It's almost impossible to dislike or hate someone who you're actively praying for.
Love Muslims is a counterculture movement since the vocabulary that comes with Islamophobia is often strong. Strong language deserves a strong response, but one in a context that reflects the hope of Christ. Love Muslims runs May 5th through June 4th. Get connected at our website.
We are going to be leading a 30-day prayer journey through the month of Ramadan. And when people sign up, we'll send an email each day as a reminder, and we'll be releasing a brand new video, never seen before, every day during the month of Ramadan.
Next, there comes a point when the lines between ministry and work get blurred. When they do, casualties occur. How? By unintentionally harming the people the Christ followers came to serve. George, an Arab Christian living in Jordan, who is associated with the Program for Theological Education by Extension, shares his thoughts.
Some people from the West try to save us, but this has two problems. The first one is really the one who works in the hearts is God himself. So when they try to help us out of our problems, maybe difficulties, persecution, and all of this, really they can.
George says sometimes people trying to help can actually make the challenges worse. A couple of examples of this include situations regarding religious freedom and politics. George says when Christians come to work alongside the local church, they need to serve, not save or push their views on the local community.
They need to make sure that they come remembering that as Jesus left everything, we at least need to make our work and ministry centered around Jesus himself and around the people to whom we are going. Because this is ministry to God, not to themselves.
And winter's coming to an end. For many refugees in the Middle East, it's been a season of extra difficulties and worries about survival. Tent Schools International's Rawan Haddad says,
winter in general in the Middle East is very hard. Cold, windy, many storms, heavy snow, especially in Lebanon. This winter brings heavy rain and floods in the Jordan and Lebanon camp. The water enters their tent and damages everything. We heard last year about refugees freezing to death, especially the babies.
Along with these challenges, kids are forced to stop going to school because of the distance. So tent schools set up their schools inside the refugee camps to provide education and a warm place to go.
We at tent schools do our best to put schools close to their tents, bringing them safety, love, warm, a meal, a good school supplies, and the most important thing, which is compassionate Christian teachers.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. You can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.